On one hot summer day, a fox was strolling through an orchard. He saw a bunch of grapes rotten high upon a grapevine. "Just the thing to quench my thirst," he said. Backing up a few spaces, he took a run, jumped, and he just missed the grapes. Turning around again, faster, and he jumped again, still a miss. Again and again and again he jumped, until at last he gave up out of exhaustion. Walking away with his nose in the air, he said, "I'm sure those grapes are sour." If you're new to the Impact Secrets podcast show, welcome to the family. To my existing family, thank you for joining me as always and supporting. On this podcast show, we discuss entrepreneurship, faith, marketing, and personal development. I am your humble host, ED. Now, pull up to the dinner table. I got a story to tell. In today's episode, we're going to cover getting back up. Again, getting back up after you fall. You see, that story that I told at the beginning of the show, it really illuminates the fact of someone's life as you're either creating a business or you're in a new career or whatever the situation may be. Yes, it fits all. It is a something that you can hit D or C, meaning all of the above. The reason why I say that is the fact that you always hear the cliche or the term, hey, if you get knocked down, get back up. But when you get back up, what do you do when you get back up? Because we know what we do when we fall, meaning that we are in a place of frustration or a place of denial, like the whole victim attitude of why did this happen to me? But once you're up, what do you do when you're up, when you're standing up and you're going to go attack it again? That's the question that we must understand and ask ourselves when we're transitioning through whatever we're doing. For me, it's when I'm creating an offer or I want to make sure that when I'm creating that offer that there's a ton of value there for the customer. I recently had a situation where I was extremely excited about this offer that I had created. And that's why I think it's very important to be of your product. Ooh, I like that one. Be of your product. What I mean is be of your product is meaning that you are constantly testing and retesting your product, your product slash offer consistently. Because if you're not, you're not going to know what you need to tweak. And see, because I kept testing my product and testing my offer, see, my product was really a velvet durag. And if you're familiar with durags, then you know what they're used for. But for those of us who are not, let me enlighten you real quick. Basically, a durag does is help someone like myself that has 360 wave pattern in their head, and waves are just basically hair that is laid down and that's curled up and it looks like in a wave, or in my situation they call it a beehive because it looks like a beehive, how the waves are going around and circles around your head. Created this amazing offer, was excited, ready to launch this week, and that's why I've been absent from the actual podcast piece of things, because I was working on just making sure this was good. And during the testing phase, what I realized about this particular velvet durag, I didn't like how it wasn't able to do like a silky or satin durag where it literally laid down your hair better, as well as and I don't know if it was just the one that I had opened up, but I wasn't happy again with, I had a white t-shirt on and I seen it bleed into my t-shirt and I had to make a decision. And that was tough because at that point, I felt like I had got knocked down. I put in so much time and I have a whiteboard constructed of what all the offers within that sales process, from taking you up my value ladder to what the actual price point and the savings that the actual customer is going to receive. And when I realized some of those things that I identified as I didn't like how it wasn't laying down your waves properly, as well as I didn't like the fact of that I seen on my t-shirt the dye or whatever they use for that particular velvet product, I seen it on my t-shirt and I said, I can't sell my customer this. So what am I going to do? Launch time was due this week. So I had to literally pick a better offer on the first stage or the first step of my value ladder. And that is what I'm working through now and saying, okay, well, we push back a week, so we'll go start promoting, you know, possibly next week. Well, not possibly next week and moving forward. And when I was in my knockdown phase, I was frustrated because I was so excited about the value I was going to bring to the customer. I mean, I was like, this is it. This has to work. There is no plan B. Plan B gets in the way of plan A, as 50 would say. However, if you really believe in the way that I believe of being obsessed with your customer, then you believe you have to save them from other people out there with bad practices. And I didn't feel comfortable putting that on the market. So now I have to figure out a way, what do I do with these? The shipment of velvet durags. Do I just give them away as an incentive, but explain the disclaimer? Hey, just know that there's some issues and concerns here that we have to address. But what I think people don't, you know, the benefit that is not described really well of when you get knocked down, of having that moment, having that pity party, or I like what Will Bond had talked about. It's either Will or Walt Bond. I apologize, but he talked about the fact that when he had got knocked down, he had his pity party, whether it was 1 or 2 days, and then he came back out and said, okay, now we have to go get it. And that's what we have to do. Sometimes people don't give you the true tactics of how you're supposed to achieve things. It's always the strategy, as you guys know, and it's always the highest level of the strategy. So it leaves you wondering and guessing, but that's a whole marketing tip, which we'll touch on a later date. So with that being the case, I had my pity party. I was frustrated. Why me? Why is this happening? All I'm doing is trying to add value to the world. But I said, I'm glad it was me. And I said, the reason why I'm glad it was me, because it taught me that you shouldn't put together an offer that you went, number one, by yourself, number two, that you would not use. And I know I use the products that I'm offering on a daily basis. I have a set routine with the products that I use. So for me, if I would have received that as a customer, I would have been frustrated. So you have to constantly, I had to just pivot and not really start over, but figure out what is that going to be, that first step in my value ladder now, which is exciting because now I get a chance to recreate again. So family, when you get knocked down, have that pity party, go through those emotions, push through whatever you got to, but, and we learned about the word but is a conjunction. Now we're going to get on the other side of that thing and figure out how we're going to move forward, because we already know what we just experienced. And so now we need to experience something better. Experiencing something better means you push yourself to figure out what that solution is. You want to be an entrepreneur, or you want to be someone that creates products and services? Well, there you go. You should always be looking to solve problems. If you're not, then what are you even here for? Why would you even want to step into this world? Because that's what it's about. Again, keep moving forward. Look in your rearview mirror, but continue to look out the windshield. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Again, I'm your humble host, ED. I'm just glad you guys showed up at the dinner table. This time around, I'll get the dishes, but I hope next time you come back, you'll get the dishes. Until next time.